From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has renewed a call for lawmakers to pass a non-discrimination act protecting LGBT workers. As KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, Nixon says adding protections for sexual orientation is the next step after marriage equality.
2 years ago, the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act, or MONA, passed the Senate but didn't get taken up in the House. Nixon says he thinks it's time to revisit it.
And I think that the decision by the court fundamentally changes the discussion.
Yesterday, Nixon signed an executive order to ensure state agencies are implementing the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. Nixon then credited millennials with moving the needle on LGBT rights, adding that public opinion has changed dramatically in the 10 years since Missouri voters approved a same-sex marriage ban. Nixon thinks there could be bipartisan support for adding sexual orientation to Missouri's non-discrimination laws. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.
Hallmark Card says it plans to add about 400 employees in the next year at its distribution plant in Liberty, Missouri, while phasing out a plant in Enfield, Connecticut. The company said yesterday the moves will consolidate its warehouse and distribution operations. Dave Hall, president of Hallmark North America, says the Liberty plant was chosen to be the only distribution site because it's the larger of the two plants with a central location. The Liberty warehouse is expected to employ between 1,100 and 1,200 full-time workers by this time next year. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill that would have allowed Missouri lenders to charge higher fees to consumers while also raising fees that finance companies pay to the state. Nixon said in his veto message yesterday that the measure could have caused financial strain on families. The measure would have allowed lenders to charge fees of up to 10% of the principal on a loan that lasts more than a month, up to $100. The current cap is at $75. The bill also would have increased the number of license and registration fees for finance companies. For example, each location of a financial institution now must pay an annual licensing fee of $300. The bill would have upped that to $500 each year. So far, at least two counties in Missouri are still not issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Schuyler County Recorder of Deeds Linda Blessing says she has no comment at this time, other than she's exploring other options on whether she has to comply with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. She told the AP in an earlier interview that she disagrees with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage based on her religious beliefs. A spokesperson for the Berry County Recorder of Deeds says they're still waiting on the software to arrive that will allow them to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Marys County Circuit Clerk Mark Bushman says they are, quote, selling same-sex marriage licenses but have not had anyone apply yet. Meanwhile, Vernon County Recorder Doug Shoup says his office issued its first same-sex marriage license Monday after installing the updated software. Reynolds County Recorder Maya Turner says they have received and installed the software but have not yet received any requests for same-sex marriage licenses. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.